I am Julian Cooper with CKUW 95.9 FM.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to.
And I am here with guest Kerry Stevenson.
I'm one of the three founders of AscentWorks, Winnipeg's only makerspace, and actually Canada's largest makerspace, which is located on the third floor of 125 Adelaide Street, across from Canadian Footwear. We're in a 100-year-old building. It doesn't really say much on the outside, but if you head in the door and up the stairs to the third floor, you'll find our workshop.
How long have you been in operation?
We opened in 2011 in October and founded ourselves a little bit before that, but had to spend some time to build the place.
Now, you have a Tuesday evening tour. Can you explain that?
Every Tuesday, we open the doors up to the shop, which is normally closed to members. But on Tuesday night, it's open, and anyone from the public can come by and have a look at what we're doing. The reason we do this is that most people really don't understand what a makerspace is or what it's about and how it works. And so we want people to come and see it. When we talk about what we're doing to people, they say, oh yeah, ho-hum, it's a workshop, whatever. But in fact, it's a much, much more powerful thing than that, because we have a community and people are helping each other and things are really happening. And you don't really experience that until you come and see the place. And that's why we always bring people for tours and have an open house.
Can you give me an example of someone who's actually come there, got a membership, and made a change in their life, a spectacular, perhaps, self-employment change in their lives?
Well, for example, we had one student come by, probably fairly soon after we opened. This fellow was interested in snowboards, and he decided he would try and make one. And he didn't know that much about how to do that, but through some help with other members and reading and learning, he actually was able to make some pretty sophisticated snowboards. He made 16-layer eco-friendly snowboards, and he made about 10 of them, I guess. And then in the winter, they took them out to Whistler to try them out. And while he was there, he got noticed by some people, and they were interested in these boards, and the eco-friendly aspect was quite intriguing to people. So he signed some deals and came back to town, and now he's manufacturing them. And he got himself a 3,000 square foot warehouse, and he's basically turned into a businessman. And he's still a student. If you're talking about a life-altering experience from exposure from this shop, that's what's happened, and he's not the only one.
I'd like to know if you can describe some of the machinery you have there.
We at AscentWorks presently have over 50 different kinds of manufacturing machines, plus untold dozens of hand tools. Among our equipment, we've got a plasma cutter, we've got multiple laser cutters, and we have five 3D printers. 3D printer is a new kind of manufacturing device. Most manufacturing machines use what's called subtractive manufacturing, where you take a material and you carve away bits of it to reveal an object, you know, like cutting a board. But 3D printing uses the opposite. It's called additive manufacturing. So you start with nothing, and it gradually adds material to create an object. I'd like to tell the story of one of our interesting machines. It's called a CNC metal mill. And this machine will accept a chunk of metal, and it carves it up into whatever shape you like. Now, the interesting bit about the story is that we bought this thing used. We actually found it on Kijiji on sale from a fellow around town. And it was a woodworking guy who was trying to start a business making iPad covers. And so he bought this machine at great expense, and he started carving up aluminum to make these iPad covers. But he was having trouble getting the covers to stick to the iPads, because I guess he didn't quite understand how to do the rubber part on the edge. So eventually he gave up and put this machine on sale. We ended up buying it at a discounted price, and we actually gave him a membership as part of the deal so he could continue to use the machine if he wanted to. But we learned something very important about this whole thing. And that is that if he had been doing his project at AscentWorks, well, somebody might have known the answer to his problem, or somebody would have helped him find an answer, or told him where to get an answer, or maybe someone would have told him it was a terrible idea from the first place. And so that's a much better way of doing a project than buying expensive equipment on your own and trying to work by yourself. And we realized that there probably are dozens, hundreds, maybe 1,000 people around town who've invested in some piece of equipment and they're struggling to do whatever project they're doing. And the answer is they shouldn't be doing that. They should be members of AscentWorks where they can use shared machines and shared knowledge from all the other people. You get a much better result, much faster, and at way lower cost than trying to do it yourself. There is no reason to do any of this stuff yourself because AscentWorks is really Winnipeg's garage.
Yes, that's very interesting. Now, I find it interesting that living in apartments, you kind of need a shop somewhere, and I've wished and wondered if there ever was one that people could just go to and share. And I was pleasantly surprised when I heard a story about 3D printers and that they were for public use and that there's all this other machinery in it as well. So that is very impressive. Can you tell us once again very quickly what time people can come down on Tuesday night and just give a quick description of your door. What time people can come down and where for their tour?
So if people are interested in learning more about AscentWorks and how it operates and whether they'd like to use the equipment and services here, they can come down to the third floor of 125 Adelaide Street downtown in the Exchange District. There'll be a small sign on the door outside. Come inside, go all the way upstairs. And if it's 6 p.m., we will have the doors open on every Tuesday night. And you can come in, gather in the lobby, and we have a couple of tour guides that will walk you around the whole place and show you all the machines and explain how everything works. I think the tour typically takes about an hour to go through, which sounds long, but we have a lot of equipment here and a lot of stories to tell. And most people find it incredibly fascinating. So we'd like to see everybody who's interested come on out any Tuesday night.
Great. Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's AscentWorks.ca.
So go to AscentWorks.ca to check out some of the spectacular pictures and descriptions of what goes on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. 5 o'clock in the morning.
You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, and you have been listening to an interview between myself and Carrie Stevenson with AscentWorks, one of the proud founders.